Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk. Arsenio Hall is with us every single Wednesday.
Okay, music trivia. Who is that playing in the background?
Oh, I think that's Steely Dan.
Pick up the pieces. Oh, stop it.
Is not Steely Dan? Wait, turn it up, Randy. I can't tell who it is.
Instrumental called Pick Up the Pieces. Sounds like a bunch of brothers, but there's really only one brother on the drum.
I'm still going to go with Steely Dan.
Average White Band.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Average White Band.
Yeah. Love this track.
All right, folks. Tom Likes is going to join us shortly. But this is political season. All right, we've got about, I believe it is 1 month left or 4 weeks left. November 4th is the day to vote. And for all the information, again, go to lavote.net. But we have 1 month left. I think it is 4 weeks from yesterday, right, that we vote? All right. Yeah, Dean Logan nodded his head. So I think that's he's the guy that knows more about voting in Los Angeles than anybody. I mean, how'd you like to say that? You walk into a bar and you say to a chick, there's nobody in L.A. that knows more about voting than me.
You know, I use that at Spearmint Rhino.
And he's right.
Me and Drew Carey took women home one night by just pretending we were associated with him and knew a lot about voting.
Yeah, there's Dean and there's Logan. Hey, you guys look like Arsenio Hall and Drew Carey. But it is political season, and with all the politics out there, we have at least three political movies that are out there right now. Maybe one is not so political. One is sort of a documentary on religious from your
Igor?
Friend. You know, oh, that's right. Yo, Igor's out there too. Yeah, go watch Igor. Arsenio Hall is in Igor, and it's made $138 million so far.
I got a little back in on that. Now, I think you were about to refer to Bill Maher's movie.
Yeah, now you know Bill Maher, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. One of the best comics in the business.
Is that right?
Literally top five.
I didn't know that. I did not know that.
Yes, Johnny. And welcome back, by the way.
Thank you very much. But he was on Leno last night. It was very entertaining. I have a love-hate relationship with Bill Maher. I like the guy, but his politics are a little left of mine.
Oh, well, he's a libertarian, right?
No.
Isn't that kind of like what you are?
Not really. He has a different philosophy or a different view on religion than I do. I think anybody who is religious, I say, God bless you. You know, I mean, I'm not a very religious guy. I was born and raised Catholic, and I sort of just, fell to the wayside. I couldn't keep up with all the rules with the Catholic Church.
Now, who could I get to a Baptist church quicker, you or Bill Maher?
Ooh, that might be an interesting. Have you ever asked him to go down there with you?
Somebody get my BlackBerry. Let me text Bill.
I'll go with you one Sunday, though.
You will?
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's take the kids.
Yeah, we'll have lunch at Sizzler and then walk across.
Right on. That'll help. That'll help us get into heaven.
Yeah, this will be a king game. You park at Sizzler and then walk across the home.
I love that Sizzler.
Or walk across the street. All right, but it's religious. What's the name of that movie?
Gina.
Gina is a religious.
How do you say that movie?
Religious. Yeah, and it's out there. I guess it's doing fairly well. If you've seen Religious. Religious. All right.
And by the way, a former writer for the Arsenio Hall Show directs that movie.
Wow. Look at you.
Yeah.
Who was that?
Oh, I forgot his name.
Larry Charles.
I'm just kidding. Larry Charles. Larry Charles of Mad About You, Seinfeld, and Borat fame.
Yeah. All right. Or if you've seen American Carol. American Carol is, I believe, like the first real like right-wing movie that's been out there in quite some time. I don't remember another one. And it is Chris Farley's brother is in it.
Oh, yeah.
And I guess it's a look at Michael Moore sort of...
There's a Rosie O'Donnell lookalike in the trailer, too, right?
Is that right?
I saw a Michael Moore lookalike and a Rosie O'Donnell lookalike.
Both played by the same person?
Absolutely.
Oh. All right, but if you've seen it, Religious. American Carol or W. Maybe you've seen a preview of W or a screening of W. Are any of these movies interesting, and which one do you recommend? Again, W is Oliver Stone's look at George W. Bush's life.
W is the star. Isn't the star Barbara Streisand's son-in-law?
Yes. Yeah, Josh Brolin.
Yes.
Yeah, look at that.
I went a long way to come up with a name I couldn't think of. Josh Brolin, yes.
All right, so if you've seen W... with Oliver Stone directed that. Have you seen American Carol or Religious?
She said Religious. That's okay.
A good idea to.
I'm glad she's here.
Name. How do you spell that, by the way?
That's
R E L I R-E-L-I-G-I-O-U-S. Religious.
Gina Grad, ladies and gentlemen.
Can you use that in a sentence? Went last night to see Religious. There you go. All right. If you've seen any of these movies, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Money is tight around the United States. I don't know if you've heard this. With the exception of the Arsenio Hall household, everybody is really, really having to watch their nickels and dimes.
That's not true. I told my son that we were becoming Jehovah Witness because I'm trying to figure out a way to get out of Christmas. These are tough times, man.
Yeah. All right. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. You've seen Religious.
Religious. That's
American Carol or W. We like to see, you know, what's worth $10 out there. All right, folks, the star of the afternoons here on KLSX 97.1 FM Talk. Ladies and gentlemen, the bull himself, Tom Likens.
Oh, here we are.
Nice to see you, man.
Now the party starts. Here
How
we
you
go.
Been, dude?
Going okay.
You're looking
What's
good.
Going? Thank you so much.
Yes. It's the first time I've seen your eyes in a while.
Well, that wasn't for you, Tim. That was for the ladies at home.
And a lot of ladies at home.
Absolutely. Yeah. Watching the news at 10 o'clock at night. That's right.
All right. Tommy is with us, everybody. Again, and, you know, it's impossible to get a hold of Tommy and his show because you have so many people calling from all over the nation. So we'd like to sort of like do this like a local hour. People want to call up and talk to you. And again, it's almost impossible to get through Dean on the regular show.
And I've tried.
All right, here are the
no.
Yes, I've tried. Yes, believe me.
Here are the phone numbers: 520-9710 and 888-520-9710.
I got personal problems. I have tried to get in.
Is that right?
Yeah, but
couldn't
Dean,
get in.
Yeah, no.
Dean 3F.
I need a connection.
All right. Tim
will hook you.
Yeah, I have a question for you, and I've asked some people around the station. Nobody really seems to know the answer to this. Did you ever catch the chick that urinated on your front door?
No.
You did not?
No.
Do you have any idea who it is?
I have an idea who it is, but the cops say it's not her.
Wow.
We did get 97,000 views, though, on YouTube.
About 95,000 of me. I'm still trying to figure out who this is. I think I know the chick.
Do you really?
Yeah. I mean, she looks familiar. I think I could...
Somebody in the family is in the body shop business.
Yes.
Hey, Tommy, can't they do DNA and figure out who this chick is?
Well, you would think, but you know, all the evidence had dried up by the time the authorities arrived.
Okay. Plus, I guess LAPD, maybe there are some DNA samples in front of yours.
Yeah, I think there's a
priority.
That's right. Well, they can throw out the OJ file now.
Ooh, don't say OJ.
Yeah, please.
Ooh, Lord Jesus, don't say OJ. Not in this building.
No, please. I have to apologize to Jim Hill. But yeah, I brought up OJ, and I shouldn't have.
To Jim Hill?
Yes.
Doesn't he know OJ?
I don't know what the relationship is, but I know it's.
Look, let me tell you something about Jim Hill. Jim Hill, I'm not going to name any other sports figures on TV here. He's the one sports reporter who actually goes to games. You see him at games.
Right. Yeah. Now, you're a big Dodger fan.
Yes.
And you're a big Kings fan.
Yes.
Are you going to these playoffs? Or did you go to a game?
I'm working on that right now, as a matter of fact.
Look at you, man.
Yeah.
Some of that Likas money and throw it at these seats.
Do what I got to do.
What's your prediction with the Dodgers?
Well, the Dodgers are kind of like the Colorado Rockies last year. They got hot at the end of the year. And they beat the Chicago Cubs, who were the best team in the National League this year.
Yeah.
But honestly, the Dodgers before August 1st, they stunk.
How disappointing was the city of Chicago, where you have two teams in the playoffs, and between the two teams, they only won one game?
Well, at least the White Sox won the World Series a couple of years ago. The Cubs haven't won in 100 years.
Wow,
100 years.
Did you see the 104-year-old guy who threw the first pitch?
No.
He was at a playoff game. He's 104 years old.
Was he at the last game they won in the World Series?
He was alive for it. He was absolutely alive for it.
He was a bad boy.
But they should have called it his last pitch.
Yes.
I mean, at 104, I don't know how many more pitches he has left. But I always hated that term, that, you know, throwing out the first pitch, because it's not the first pitch. They should make it the first pitch.
Yes.
You know, and some guy should be able to get up there and take a rip at it.
I threw out the first pitch at Dodger Stadium last week, and it happened. I hit the dirt. It was sad. But here's the thing. I threw the pitch out at like 4:07, and the game started at 7:30. So it was like me and some groundskeepers and a peanut guy. Giggling, you know, oh, you throw like a chick.
Yeah.
Yeah, but on TBS, they have the 3-hour pregame show with Ernie Johnson. That's what's going on there.
All right, Tom Likas is with us. Also, Arsenio Hall. We'll open up the phones. Anything you'd like to ask either one of these two gentlemen? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Now, I love listening to you, especially when you do politics, because I'm not going to tell me who told me this. But of all the people on this station, they said you're probably the most well-read and have sort of like a photographic memory when it comes to information.
That's true.
That is true.
I don't want the well-read part of it. Yeah. But having a photographic memory, yeah, essentially, yeah.
He's well-read, too. A lot of people don't realize that before Tom did what he does now, he had a whole different vibe, a whole different show on another station, and talked a lot about politics. He's a very knowledgeable guy, very well-read guy.
Well, thank you.
But he doesn't just know hoes. You know, he's just not the hoe master. He knows a lot of things.
And somebody told me that this was true, and you can either confirm or deny it, that they were sitting in your living room, and they took a book off the shelf and said, page 168 of this book, and you could tell them what was on that page.
Well, it wasn't exactly that, but it was somewhere close. I was asked a question about something that was in a book. Because you know how people buy books and put them in their living rooms so they look well read.
Right. That's me.
Yeah, right. I've read the books. So that was Dean who told you that.
Dean told me that.
Pulled a book off the shelf and he asked me a question about something that was in one of the books, and I knew the answer.
Look at you.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable. I don't have any books in my house.
That's okay. I know people who don't even have the yellow pages in their house, for God's sake.
I have the racing form. And I spread it all over my living room floor. And when my daughter was younger, I had her crawl all over the racing form, and wherever she urinated, that's who I bet on that day.
How'd that work?
Not so good, but my dad was very proud of me.
Because he used to do that with you.
My wife was a little pissed because my 1-year-old daughter had ink all over her knees and her hand for 2 days. But yeah, a lot of my money has gone to the racetrack. I know you're not a big gambler, but I really enjoy.
I'm a big gambler. I'm in Wall Street up to my neck.
Oh, is that right? I thought you got out of Wall Street to buy your property.
I took a third of everything I had invested and bought my 20 acres up in wine country.
Yeah. Now, are you still like afraid to open up those? Stock reports?
No, the statements, I'm not afraid to open them because I'm still in. Can you believe this? When they're telling you, Jim Cramer saying get out of the market, that's a contrarian indicator. When he says get out, I'm getting in.
Getting in, right.
Absolutely. So I'm still investing in the stock market as it goes down.
Now, I heard a great tip, and maybe you can help me with this. Target is a good buy.
Why?
Because it's 38, and they've got a lot of cash on hand. And when the recession comes, and it's a real severe recession, people stop going to the bigger, you know, the more expensive stores and shop at Target.
I think buying stocks right now is like trying to hit a dartboard.
Right.
So I tend to stay with mutual funds where you have a professional money manager who is investing in maybe 100 different stocks. I don't think the average individual can afford to take the risk of investing in any one stock. So I tell everybody, just go to a mutual fund, a good one. And there are good ones.
Have you thought of doing a weekend show on stocks?
I have to develop that Hebrew accent to be on this station to do financial talk show. Yeah.
All right, and there's also not enough liquor involved in because when you do the tasting room now, I've heard that your house is up to its, you know, the ceiling with these great bottles of wine.
Yes.
Yes. Vodka and all kinds of stuff.
No, I've got a wine cellar. I've got a wine bar at home. Sure, I do. Yeah. Absolutely.
Tom Likas, it was very nice when I first started here at the station. It was like, you know, 12 years ago. My whole family was out of town. I didn't know Tommy that well. We had just met a couple of times. And invited me over for Thanksgiving.
He has people over every year, right?
Every
year. Do a thing, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, awfully nice. You always remember them.
I'm always inviting people over. In fact, it's time now, but you've got a family now.
Thank you very much. I remember going over to your house for Thanksgiving, and I always thought it was very weird that I was out on the porch and I was going to light up a cigarette, I believe. And
cigarette was that?
And it was shotgun. Tom Kelly comes over and goes, "Oh, can I light that for you?" I'm like, "I've never seen that."
Welcome to radio.
Yeah. Can I light that for you?
That KR is a weird station. Yikes. By the way, I got this news update: Tina Delgado now dead.
Tina Delgado?
Yeah, Tina. Remember Real Don Steele? Tina Delgado is alive. Alive! There used to be this recording on Real Don Steele. It's a radio.
It's a joke.
Come on. Somebody listening knows what I'm referring to.
All right, let's talk.
When the Real Don Steele died, I suggested a headline in the newspaper that says, Tina Delgado, still alive.
All right, let's talk to Greg in Orange here on line 5. Greg, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hi, guys. Hey, let's test that memory of yours, Tom. Huge fan. I took a girl, my ex-girlfriend, who used to work for me also, down to a show you did in Orange, and the appearance. And before you came on stage, she flashed, and her name was Rachel. Do you remember that?
Do you know how many girls came down to me before a show and flashed? Come on.
Jesus. That's like saying to Arsenio,
"Hey, leave me out of this, man. Let's take another caller for Tom." Carol from West Covina.
All right. Let's talk to Lewis and Santa Ana on line 4. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, I was just calling to say that I saw Religious and it was really great, and I think that everyone should see it, and Bill Maher brings up a lot of really valid points.
Excellent. Yeah, I heard it.
I want to say that Tom's the man.
All right, thank you for calling, Lewis. Appreciate it. Have you seen the movie? Have you seen Bill Maher's movie?
I have not, though the word religious reminds me of a caller I had today who a woman called and was complaining about one of the political candidates and was upset about his hypocrisy.
I like the other, it was 2 weeks ago when somebody called up and said, "I read something on the internet on the Grudge Report."
Uh-oh.
And you're like, "Oh, yeah, the Grudge Report."
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's that journalist that never forgets when you mess with it.
In 2008, people don't know what that is.
I know.
Yeah, unbelievable. All right, Arsenio Hall is with us every single Wednesday. And, you know, I hate to make this uncomfortable up here, but Tom said that he records the show on Wednesdays and listens to it on Thursdays. Just because you're on it.
That's real cool. I'm a fan of Tom's. I'm happy to hear that.
There you go.
And by the way,
he may deny it during the break, but that's just like a cute thing he does.
Well, you know.
By the way, Tim, the main reason I'm here tonight, I know we're going to a break now. I need to know for tomorrow, what are we calling the station this week?
Whoa. I think it's Real Radio FM Talk. I bet. So I heard that after October 10th, you get fined $50 if you call it Free FM.
Really?
Yeah, so I'm going to start bringing my checkbook. All right, Tom Likens is with us. If it's Wednesday, Arsenio Hall is with us.
Mm-hmm.
And we are going to be live on Channel 9 in about 15 minutes. So please turn your TVs on to Channel 9.
Or tape it and listen to it tomorrow.
Yeah, and set your VCR, your DVR, your TiVo. I don't know what you have at home. But Jackie Johnson is on right now.
Damn, it's hard to work with her on the monitor.
Channel 9. Look at that.
Damn.
Oh, boy. It's going to be a...
And I don't even like white.
It's going to be another hot one tomorrow.
It's going to be too sunny tomorrow. Look at that. All right, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM. There's a backseat lover that's always undercover. And I talk to my daddy, say, "Send your AC to you down on a muffin. And it's sure to be a change in ways. If it's cheating, that's real. You go, dog." All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Arsenio Hall is with us every single Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Always nice to see you, dude. And Tom Likens is with us, everybody. Tommy, man.
Good to see you, Tim.
Yes.
Arsenio, how's it going?
Now, I used to be able to hang out with Tom much more before I had a kid.
Yeah.
Because
that lets me out now.
Yeah, as my friend Frankie Renzulli in the Valley said, before you have kids and you're married, that front door looks like an airplane hangar door. You can always slide out of there. But when you got a kid, it turns into a mouse hole.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
That's bad.
And you become like an invited guest in the house.
Yeah. I have a nephew. That's when I see that, when I go visit him.
Right.
He has got 4,000 toys, and they're usually all located right in front of the front door.
Well, I was always against kids, but I really do thank God that I have my daughter, because I love spending time with her, man.
I love kids.
Yeah, she.
I just
the
want
best.
You to teach my wife the rest. Please do.
Yeah, bring her over to the house.
Absolutely.
Have her urinate on your front steps. So you know who did it. You know.
Might as well.
No, she can't do it. She has a diaper. But when she gets out of the diaper,
you can take care of that.
All right. Now, Arsenio Hall also is in the stock market. I want to ask two guys, because you don't ask a guy who's broke for stock tips. He asks guys who are doing well. You recommend anything?
You know, but see, I'm not as knowledgeable as Tom. I have white people who are as knowledgeable as Tom to help me out. You know, I have guys like Tom in my life, but I'm really an idiot. I'm just lucky.
No, you're not. One tip, Tommy. Give me one. Can you do that, or you don't like doing that over the air?
Tips? You mean stock tips?
One stock tip.
I don't own individual stocks. I'm serious all about right. that. But I do have some amazing mutual funds. Spectacular.
All right. Now, I've noticed today that, and then we'll get to some of these calls, Sirius is down to about 48 cents a share.
Hey, Westwood One is down to 30 cents a share.
Is that right? I think Ford is down to $2 or $3
Everything
a share.
Everything is on sale. And that's Jesus why I tell people, Christ. Anybody who listens to Jim Cramer and stops buying mutual funds right now is a fool.
Right.
You're getting everything at a deep discount.
What's the best mutual fund?
My favorite mutual funds happen to be Vanguard Energy. Of course, energy is taking a hit when oil prices went down, but it's not. Those oil prices not staying down. I also like a fund called a Fairholm Fund, spelled Fairholme. And it is a fund that is based on the
Tim, teachings. You're writing away. Look at him. He's serious about this.
It's based on the teachings of Warren Buffett.
Warren Buffett.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You'd like to take, we're going to take some calls here for Arsenio Hall and also what Tom Like is. Very rarely do you get these guys both on the show at the same time.
Very rarely but get I, me and you on the show at the same
yeah,
time.
Yeah, no, it's
very true.
Yeah.
I'll be here next Wednesday, though. Let's take calls for Tom. This is rare.
All right. All right. So if you can hang up on the guy who likes our, the yeah. chick who likes Arsenio on line one.
No, that's a guy. That's a guy, I think.
Let's talk to Eric on line four. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
All right.
Hey.
What do you got?
Hey, Tom, I've been trying to call your show for some time now. I know you guys do Like Us 101 type topics most of the week, but I have a question that pertains to your career path. I know that you're someone that I've heard you talk about this on your show. You're someone that's had a lot of success in your field, but there were periods of time where you're bouncing around from station to station, job to job, sort of trying to find your way. If you could attribute your success to one thing, you know, what played the bigger role? Was it sort of your just your intelligence, and I know you're a bright guy. Was it, you know, your networking skills, or was it just sort of the sheer persistence and, like, dogged pursuit of your ultimate goal of having your own show?
Well, I think for me, and you guys may have had a different path from me, but for me, the best thing that happened were the things I didn't do, the jobs I didn't take, the gigs I said no to. I mean, when I was working in New York, in Miami, I had an offer to go do radio in New York, afternoon drive in New York, on a station I listened to growing up, WMCA. They wanted me to do afternoons, and they offered me a pay cut of 30% of what I was getting in Miami.
Is that job still available?
it is if you can find the Lord now, because they're a religious station. But,
I can do that.
Yes, but the point is that if I had the ego that it would require to take a 30% pay cut and go to New York and do that job, I would have lost the job within a year because the stage had changed format, and it would have been all based on ego. And a lot of times in this business, and I think any business where you're trying to succeed, people will try to use ego to get you to come. They'll say, well, yeah, it doesn't pay much, but you're going to get incentives. Or they'll say, well, you're from New York. Come back to New York and do the show from New York. No. No. I stayed with the good gigs, the ones that paid the most, the ones that kept me the longest. And I recommend to people who are trying to work their way up in any field, what you have is frequently better than what comes up while you're doing a job that you know is guaranteed as a gig.
All right, Eric, we thank you for calling. What's happening in your private life now, your chicks-wise?
Chicks-wise? Pretty much the white pages, the yellow pages, the brown pages. I'm reading every phone book there is.
What is your age range, high and low?
Low is 18.
Low is 18?
Yes.
Tom, that's too young, man.
No, it's not.
Really?
17 is too young. 18 is not too young.
But what do you talk about with an 18-year-old?
There's the light switch over there. That's pretty much it. I'm not looking to have a conversation. The less said, the better.
Right. And what? And how high, how old will you go?
Well, the oldest I've gone, and I talked about this on the air, but it was a few years ago, was 62.
Wow, is that right?
I dated a 62-year-old Mexican grandmother of 15.
Did you meet her through Flash Friday?
I met her just out and about.
Is that right?
And this was a woman who was in dire need of sex.
A 62-year-old Hispanic grandmother.
Best breasts I've ever seen.
Implants or natural?
Real. The real thing.
Is that right?
Real thing. And this woman needed it a dozen times a day.
Holy smokes.
She was out of control. Do you know she had her tubes tied at 60?
Now, how did that relationship end?
Well, it turned out she wanted, like, a relationship.
Yeah, it turned out she was lying about her age. She was 82. All right. Tom Likens is with us. Also, Arsenio Hall. And we're going to be on TV in about 2 seconds, Channel 9.
The good folks from 97.1 Free FM.
They're here broadcasting out of our newsroom tonight. Once again, let's check in with Tim Conway Jr., Tom Likas, and Arsenio Hall.
Thank you very much. Hello, Pat.
Hi there,
yes.
Tom. Hey, what have you guys been talking about? I know you cover everything from politics to sports.
Pat, you don't want to know the answer to that. Move on. Move on.
We were talking about you, Pat.
Yes. Oh, yeah, we better move on.
Well, if Tom's there, you got to be talking about women.
Oh, there you go.
That's what we were just talking about, yes. And Tommy was revealing a rather interesting lady that he has dated in the last, what, year or so?
Are we going to talk about that on the news, are we, Tim?
Oh, I don't think so.
is she someone we would know, guys?
No, I don't think so.
No, I don't think.
She might be watching. I think she has a television.
But if you went to high school with John McCain, you might know her.
Oh!
we were actually discussing how young you look, Pat Harvey.
Oh, that is so nice, considering you probably saying, we've known Pat for years, it seems like. Very nice of you to say.
Absolutely, yeah. And we're also very jealous that you guys, you're allowed to keep calling yourself KCAL and Channel 9 when every 10 minutes we have no idea what we're supposed to say.
We have a new name. It says Free FM up there on the screen. We're not Free FM.
Yeah, it does
we're
say
not.
Free FM back
We
then.
Used to be, but we're not anymore.
Now it's 971 FM Talk. And stay tuned tomorrow. It might change again.
Yes.
Well, change is good, right? Speaking of change...
Yeah.
You guys are all, you love to talk politics, I know, because I listen to you. I mean, hey, what do you think about this election? I know that's a loaded question, but, it's, less than a month away, and things are getting pretty tricky.
I went out on a limb today, and I said that Barack Obama's going to win.
Yeah, you really went out on that
limb, huh?
Well, I mean, it's been close, and Barack Obama hasn't been over 50% in the polls until recently, and some polls, including the CBS News poll, he's still not over 50%.
Tom, are you concerned about Bradley syndrome?
Bradley syndrome?
Yeah, like Tom Bradley syndrome. You know, people who say they're going to vote for him and then they go in and they say, I'm not voting for that brother.
Well, yes, of course I'm concerned about that. I do think some people are going to lie to the pollsters. But I think the more the stock market continues to crater and the more people – by the way, the September 30th was the end of the third quarter, and pretty soon people are going to get their 401k statements. Uh-oh. And they're going to see them down 21%, 32%.
Oh, boy.
When people see that, that's the end of George Bush and John McCain. They're going down together. That's how we know Barack Obama's going to win, and I think he's going to win by more than people expect to.
Hey, Tom, I'd like to hear your take on Sarah Palin.
Well, honestly speaking, we are on the news, but I have said on the air she's a blithering idiot. And it's what, obviously you guys can't say that, but I can. I mean, the truth has to be told. I mean, this is somebody who clearly doesn't have the education. She is not articulate. She's just not a bright person. And I know it's supposed to be politically incorrect to say that, but I'm in talk radio. We say whatever we want. And come on. It's what everybody's thinking. This woman's a boob.
Wow. Okay. Well, you know what? Like Tom said, He could say whatever he wants, yes, he and that's what makes him Tom Likas.
That's right.
Tom, Tim Conway,
KCAL 9 is not responsible for the opinions
expressed.
We're
going to go back to talking about Pat Harvey.
I hope it's not what Tom just said.
No.
No, thank you, guys.
Thank you, Pat. I hate to put Pat on the spot there and have her believe for a second that we were talking about her boobs. We were not. You know.
Well, I wasn't talking about Sarah Palin's boobs either. I said she is a boob.
Ah, see my headphones. I tell you, I need a little more volume. All right, Tom Likas is with us, so we're going to take some phone calls here for Tommy and also Arsenio Hall. 520-9710, 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk.
Discos don't open to after dark, and it ain't till 12 till the party really starts. And I always had to be home by 10, right before the fun was about to begin. Crowds of people lined up inside and out, just for one reason, to rock the house. But in the daytime, the streets were clear. You couldn't find a good freak anywhere, cause the freaks come out at night. The freaks come out at night.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk, and we are joined by everybody from KCAL and CBS. Arsenio Hall is with us every single Wednesday. Tom Likas is with us tonight, and Pat Harvey is with us. Always nice to see you, Pat. Yes, and Glenn Walker and Jackie Johnson. How do you beat this, man? This is unbelievable.
Great.
And Jackie Johnson came up, and Arsenio said, I've got to know what you're wearing. Man, you really smell unbelievable.
I wore it just for you.
That's the first move, Jackie.
Wow.
That's his first move.
See, that's why I came out here, so I can...
Yeah, keep me straight.
I'm Mama Bear.
Keep me straight. You should come sit over here talking to my microphone. What did you...
And she smells that good after 3 hours under the hot lights of TV.
All right, Glenn Walker is pissed because he's been sent out twice tonight. And there's no story. What happened? No story tonight?
Well, they call it the breaker patrol. I call it the you-know-what-hit-the-fan patrol. And right. Two false stories, I guess.
Ah, too bad.
First time we didn't even get out of the lot.
You mean nobody got burned or killed or anything?
Oh, no, it was a good night.
Okay.
And that chase ended early, right? There was a chase earlier.
I think they lost him.
Is that really? That
twice.
Happens occasionally?
Not once, but twice.
Oh, boy.
Probably crossed state lines.
All right.
And did you see Mary Beth almost got in a fight? Somebody was grabbing her microphone?
The
no,
UPS
I didn't see
driver.
That.
Yeah. The UPS driver diverted all of those expensive items to her home, so Mary Beth went to interview her. And
UPS
she almost...
did that? I'm shocked.
Yeah, right.
All right, Jackie Johnson.
What can Brown do for you?
Nothing.
That's another Arsenio move.
Oh, ba-bump up.
That's one of his big pickup lines. All right, now, Jackie, you're married. Is that correct?
I'm engaged.
You're engaged. Mm-hmm. When is the big
this
wedding?
Week?
Yeah.
I just met her. What do I know?
Well, thank you for the ring, Arsenio. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yes.
I love the way you smell, baby.
It's the starter set.
I'm going to have to wear this all the time.
Yeah. Now, when's the big wedding? Any plans? Or?
Yeah, we've really been slacking on the plans. I'm thinking just eloping.
Oh, you're okay. All right.
Oh, but I'm going.
All right.
Yeah, but Pat's going.
Much cheaper that way.
All big right. vacation.
And do we know the guy? Is he a news guy, an actor, model, fireman?
What no, I mean, he played football a long time ago, but...
Oh, OJ. Is that why...
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought that's why Pat was going.
Same team. Arsenio, you got the right team.
Oh, okay.
You played for the same team.
Buffalo or USC?
That's true. Well,
Palace Station?
Buffalo.
He played for Buffalo Chargers and the Dolphins.
And the Jets.
Wow.
And the Lions.
Do they have IMDb for sports? Let me see. Wait a second.
Yeah. And what position did he play?
He was backup quarterback and punter.
Oh, okay. All
okay, right. So guess who it is?
Pat Studstill.
Garo Uprimian.
Oh, my goodness. Where did you get that name from?
Daryl Monica.
He's the punter for Detroit. Yeah. All right, so you're getting married. That sucks, because a lot of guys like to think that you're single, and it's real depressing now.
But you know, it's L.A. You know how that works, too.
Yes.
If you're married today, you'll be single in 5 years.
Yes.
Oh, don't say
now, Jack,
that.
Now, Jackie, you don't want to hear that. Come on. You don't want to hear that.
Hey, that's been my experience. You know the deal.
Hey, listen, I've known the guy. I was in Buffalo when he was a rookie punter with the Bills, and I was doing sports back then. He's a great guy.
Good and I like him because he really takes care. Look at her ring. Come
on. It's fantastic.
He's
a nice
guy.
I can see it from here.
Walker, please stop pumping this guy up, please.
Well.
All right, now, there's a story going around that there's, and I know Paul Mage is going to talk about it at 11 o'clock, but there's a local wedding that costs $1.3 million?
Yeah.
What's the scoop there? What's the deal?
Neiman Marcus catalog. It's one of the Christmas wish lists. Come on now. Now, Tom, I'm with you on that one.
Yes.
A $1.3 million wedding.
And who's this, the CEO of AIG getting married? What's the deal?
That is not a Lycus 101 move.
No, not at all.
No. What is a Lycus 101 wedding?
A Lycus 101 wedding? There is no wedding.
Oh, that's right.
Now you're breaking all the girls' hearts.
It's a promise ring. That's what it is. It's a promise to make a promise.
Now, how many have you given out, Tom?
Actually, I have, like, by the door, you got a box of them. It says, take one.
What was that? Did you have a big wedding? Any of them?
One of them was a big wedding. I did not pay for it and did not want it, but there's a video somewhere of me walking around drinking heavily, and you could just see the look of my face, like, what am I doing? And 52 weeks later, it turned out I was right. What was I doing? I was out.
To the day? 52 weeks
to the day.
Wow.
I'd like to see Jackie and Tom married and do a reality show for E.
I love that.
I'm sure you would.
Talk about somebody who used to get a lot of proposals. Don't try to be shy.
I was heavy into Lycus before Lycus was into Lycus 101.
it's no secret that Arsenio Hall is the man. But he's never been married. Is that right?
I was married to Sharon Tate for 3 weeks.
Really? Oh, my goodness.
Okay, moving on. So, Tom, what are we going to call the station tomorrow?
That's a good question.
Real FM.
It's 97.1 FM Talk. Is
FM
that the name
Talk.
Now?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to make sure I get that right before they change it again.
Wow.
CBS 97.1 or something else.
Yeah. Speaking of expensive parties, Glenn Walker is going to is it a bar mitzvah or a bat mitzvah?
It's a bar mitzvah.
A bar mitzvah.
That's right.
That's male or female, I forget.
That's, male. That'd be Jared Bloom. That's my fiance's nephew.
And what do you think they're dumping into this?
I have no idea. But my soon to be father in law called it the mother of all bar mitzvahs. So
that's amazing in the teeth of this, you know, recession and all these money troubles that it really doesn't seem to affect the rich like all of you guys.
I've had this same bottle of water for the past probably week or so.
And I asked her for a sip on Tuesday.
No, that's your old classmate, son. That'll be his bar mitzvah.
But you know, it doesn't really seem to affect the rich. I mean, if you look at houses in Beverly Hills, they're still selling well. Property in Malibu is still going up in value.
Well, it's just starting to hit the rich. That's what's happening. It has trickled up. And now you're starting to see houses on the market for 300, 400 days. There's a lot of that now.
Is that right?
Yeah, markdowns.
Now, is it a good time, in your opinion, because you know how to make money, is it a good time to buy real estate right now?
As long as you buy it with a big down payment, put some skin in the game, and this is a great time to be buying real estate.
Great time.
It's a great time, I keep saying it, great time to be buying stocks.
And when does this all turn around?
I would say not until 2010, and that means there's really a great opportunity for anybody who wants to invest right now in just about anything.
Look at you.
This is the time to do it. And believe me, it's the opposite of what everybody's telling you. But I learned after the 87 crash, I lost thousands of dollars because I got out. Billionaires were made after that 87 crash. Billionaires. Mm-hmm. But you have to have a strong stomach, and you have to say, hey, if you're selling, I'm buying.
You know what, Tom, is that also, when you think about people that are close to retirement in 5 years, you still tell them to hold on? I think those are the people that are most worried about
this. Well, frankly, I think they have to plan on working a couple extra years. Unfortunately, that's the way it is. And, you know, in my own case, I took a third of my holdings and I put them into real estate back in February. I bought a 20-acre place up in Santa Barbara County, which turned out to be a really good move because I probably would have lost $300,000 to $400,000 on that.
Wow. Land up there is really expensive, too.
What about that CBS 401k?
Oh, it's doing great.
Yeah. I took a
scared to look at mine.
I took a third of my money out of the stock market, and I bought myself a nice winter jacket. So I'm all set. All right, we have to thank Paul Majors for coming on, Pat Harvey, Jim Hill, the sweetest man He's on the planet.
He's the Sara Lee of manhood. Nobody doesn't like Jim Hill.
Jim Hill.
And the hardest working man in TV,
absolutely.
Huh?
Yes.
Absolutely. Sylvia Lopez.
Remember, Jim Hill goes to the games.
Yes, he does.
He goes to the games.
With Rick Chambers.
I don't know if he goes with Rick Chambers, but I see Jim Hill at the game.
Yes, I do see him there quite often.
A lot of guys don't go to the game.
Rick Chambers, got to thank you. Jackie Johnson, of course. Adam Carolla, Tom Likas, Dean Logan, and Arsenio Hall, Glenn Walker, Mike Nelson, the hardest working man in CBS. Right. Man.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, sir.
The best PR guy a company could ever ask for, and the reason why CBS is kicking ass in their stock.
Can I say ass?
It's all you, Mike.
Randy Dahl, also Randy Wang, Ares, Macadocious, and Gina Grad.
Macadocious.
Thank you all very, very much, and we'll see you all tomorrow right after the Tom Likas show. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk.